Welcome back. You're listening to Eye on the Outdoors award-winning radio show.
I can still remember the smell of fresh oil from my granddaddy's duck gun. And not getting a wink of sleep, waiting for the morning to come. You teach your child about the wild and respect the land and sea. These are the memories that mean so much to me. Spending precious time outside with the love of family.
The hit was perfect.
There he is, baby.
Trust in the Lord and most of all, carry on the legacy.
Dad, thanks for taking me home.
Spending precious time outside with the love of family. This message will be handed down for all eternity.
That is an awesome gobbler. Way to go, Jimmy Buck.
These are the memories.
Now, here's your host, Ray I.
Sometimes I wonder about my never-ending hunger for chasing thugs.
Welcome back, everyone. Thanks for joining us on this Saturday morning. It's hard to believe we're in our last segment of our show on this youth turkey hunting season weekend. But also want to say a little something about youth turkey season here in Missouri.
We have a token weekend, first part of April for these kids to turkey hunt. No green up, turkey still in groups, usually cold and windy. But let's do a little more for these kids. Why do they only have a weekend? Why do the big guys have 3 weeks? Why do the kids only have a weekend? Let's not take these kids hunting in November when there could be snow on the ground. Let's give them a good opportunity. When the Missouri turkey season opens, spring season, it's the third Monday in April. Let's give them Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday before the opener so they can go to the same camp their daddy's going to or their uncle's going to and hunt during prime time, because that weekend right before Missouri's Monday is hot. It's good. It's always good. Always has been good. Give those kids the best opportunity. Give them 4 days. Give them a week. Give them 2 weeks. You know, give them more time than just 1 weekend a year on the off season. Get these kids out there. Give them the greatest and the best opportunity you can to get them involved in hunting. You know, some of these kids, when you take them out and the wind's blowing 40 miles an hour and it's raining and then it's sleeting and then it snows and they're not hearing or seeing anything, that's not a good opportunity. I mean, that's part of hunting, but you need to give them the best opportunity. So I say that grown-ups need to move over and put the kids first and the grown-ups second. The grown-ups have hunted their entire life. These kids are just getting started.
All right, let's get into this little bit of story time. So here we go. Have a great weekend. Be careful out there. And most of all, when you go turkey hunting, have fun. See you next week.
Okay, boys and girls, it's story time with your Uncle Ray. This week's story is Young Guns, the future of hunting in America. My young hunter jumps suddenly as the gobbler's love call rattles from just under the edge of the steep ridge. Little Sarah, perched on a small stool, is facing the wrong way. So I quickly lift Sarah, seat and all, and turn her to face the oncoming feathered springtime thundergut. I'm hunting with a group of great kids in the Missouri Ozarks on an organized youth turkey hunt. Youth turkey hunts help build positive attitudes, personal achievement. They are a personal nudge of encouragement for life's journey, all while creating wonderful memories for our young hunters. There's a variety of kids in our camp. Most are experiencing turkey hunting for the first time. Some are from broken homes, several are without dads, and a few others have physical handicaps. It's also really sad, all the negative and bad things that so many kids experience in their young lives. In today's world, there's just so much competition for young people's time. Computer games, malls, television shows, movie theaters, and theme parks. So it's very important to make a positive impression and for them to have a great time and a fun time doing it. For more than 30 years of turkey hunting with young hunters, I've been fortunate to have hunted with youngsters from all across America. I've had the privilege of introducing countless kids to hunting, and it's always the same. It gives me a wonderful feeling of giving, sharing knowledge, and the outdoors with awesome little people who bubble with excitement from the all-new experience. I remember every kid I've ever hunted with. I love them all. I hugged and squeezed the stuffing out of each and every one of them. I've always believed a little love and attention is something that way too many kids go without in their childhood. But by giving them time and much-needed attention, our youth hunters are really revved up, and it creates a measure of excitement and meaning into their lives. It's an amazing thing to guide a young hunter to their first gobbler, but even more importantly, by spending just a little time with those amazing little people who only require a little direction, a little love, and just a little attention, builds character, self-esteem, and builds wonderful memories of their very own. And just like me, they will cherish those memories for the rest of their lives. I always teach my young hunters there's so much more to hunting than just killing a turkey. It's really about the total outdoor experience. It's also very important to experience every aspect of turkey hunting. So it's imperative at mid-morning to load them up and head out to the local cafe for a huge breakfast. I'm a very blessed and very fortunate person to have experienced many wonderful things during my childhood. I grew up in a loving family and a two-parent household rich in hunting heritage. I have wonderful memories of turkey hunting at an early age. When I was barely old enough to walk, my dad would ride me piggyback with him to go hunting. I vividly recall sights, sounds, and aromas of the old farmhouse. Some of those memories are the smell of fresh split firewood, the aroma of kerosene lamps and wood smoke, which always takes me back to when I was a little boy. For me, there's nothing that compares to awakening to the smell of breakfast cooking on a wood stove, whippoorwills and owls calling adjacent to the sounds of a spring-fed stream tumbling over the rocks and down the valley. On those long-ago opening mornings, my grandma would appear in my room in the glow of a lantern in a bright-colored dress and a food-stained apron with an aroma of fresh-baked biscuits. Her fingers would tickle my ribs in a warm voice, "Are you playing possum?" Giggling, grandma would always say, "You'd better get up, because those old gobblers will be hollering before long." After breakfast, I would stagger into the unmistakable aroma of an outhouse, the creaking sound of the spring as the door opened, the constant buzz of insects while gazing through pictures in a Sears and Roebuck catalog by the light of the lantern. An early morning climb up the mountain with my grandpa with the aroma of a cigar, spring wildflowers, and chalk dust from a striker call. But there's nothing in my lifetime as special as sitting with my dad against a huge tree just as daylight breaks, gobbling echoing across the hills as my fingers are wrapped around one of Grandma's jelly biscuits. My turkey hunting past is filled with special memories from old-time wilderness campfire turkey camps, a special place where practical jokes ran rampant and everyone in camp was related. It was a world where early April morning mountain air filled with the aroma of fresh coffee and bacon frying. And on a lazy Sunday morning, I would listen to church music drifting up from the hollow and ringing of cowbells from grazing cattle at the base of the mountain. Yes, I'm fortunate, with so many wonderful turkey hunting memories. And I believe it's my destiny, my obligation, and my responsibility to pass along my years of experience to future generations of grown-up American citizens, future world leaders, and turkey hunters. All she oaks want bottom to drop on in. Now old Tom answering a hoot owl's call. Nothing like the sound when the day breaks. Me and Daddy in the woods on a Saturday. See, his granddaddy hunted these hills, and I hope someday that my kids will. He said, do me a favor before I'm gone. Love this land, pass it on. Pass it on. He showed me how to cast a line where the whitetail lives. That's story time this week with your Uncle Ray.
Have a great weekend, everyone. Take those kids hunting.
Appreciate you coming in this weekend with us at our campfire. Say bye, Vogelbacher.
Bye, Vogelbacher.
Say goodbye, Matty G. Goodbye.
Thanks for joining us for Eyes on the Outdoors National Radio Show. Share the outdoors with others. And always be a positive role model for hunting, gun ownership, and conservation. We'll see you next time around the campfire. Be safe out there in the woods and on the water. Say goodbye, Peanut.
Thank my lucky star. I'll be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. That I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free, and I won't.
there ain't no doubt.